Good evening, everybody. This is Father George Roth, and tonight this is our series, the Life of the Soul. Now, the life of the soul is most important because this is the life that is the spiritual life. We don't see it, but it's so important. And upon our sanctifying grace in our soul will depend whether we're going to enter eternal life in heaven. So this is most important, and that's what I want to see everybody do. I want to see everybody go to heaven. I can't even imagine what hell would be for all eternity. The other day I had to sit down in a chair, and because my leg is bothering me, I had to put my foot up, and I tell you, I couldn't stand it for more than 20 minutes. I says, how could I stand this for all eternity? And that's just holding my foot up a little bit in the air with on a chair with the cushion and everything else. My dear friends, I think we should think about eternity. I was reading about St. Anthony Mary Claret, and at 5 years of age, he was meditating and thinking about eternity. Eternity, which will never end. And that's what this series is all about. This series is all about getting you to heaven and getting you a high place in heaven. All right? I wrote to various people this year and talked especially to parents and quoted Daniel 12:3, those that instruct others unto justice shall shine like stars for all eternity. Parents do not realize the great work that they have, that they will instruct others, their children, and bring them to heaven, and they will shine like stars for all eternity. The most wonderful thing in the world, my friends. And if we have time later on, I'll tell you a true story. So if we want to get to the new evangelization in the church, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Sadly, in the last 50, 60 years, we've had a false ecumenism, where one church tries to be friendly and everything like that to everybody else, and as if to say, your church is wonderful and everything else, but in reality, that their church is not wonderful, because if they're not in the Catholic Church, it says it will not be saved. Nobody can be saved without the Church, Catholic Church. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, the reason for that is, of course, is because some in all these churches, they have false doctrines. Some allow divorce, some allow contraception, some don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, some don't believe in the Blessed Trinity, and go on and on and on. And can they enter the kingdom of heaven without believing these things? And of course, when you commit serious sin, like contraception, in marriage, where you don't have the children that God wants you to have, that's a serious sin. And unless you repent of that sin, you will go to hell for all eternity. Saint John Vianney said in the 19th century that there are many souls in hell. Many women, he said, but I would say men too. Many women in hell who did not accept the children God wanted to give them. Reading the Psalms the other day, the psalmist says all pagan religions are from the devil. Now, I wouldn't go on and say that all religions today are from the devil, but I think he's got his hand in a few of them. If you look at how they were started, many of them were started with terrible events and so on, with all kinds of persecutions, with all kinds of stealing and robbing and taking advantage of people. And then they have a doctrine that's not according to Jesus Christ. And that's why the Catholic Church is so important. Now, you may not exactly like everything I'm going to say, but everything I say today is the teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. All right? Outside the Catholic Church, there is no salvation. And we're going to explore that tonight, so don't turn me off because you don't want to hear this. You should hear it because it is the truth. And you'll see as we develop this that what I'm saying, what the Church is saying, is a Catholic dogma. You must, as a Catholic, you must believe that outside the Church there is no salvation. Now we'll talk about some variations, some differences that we can explain things, but just be patient. So God wants us to believe in Him and His Son Jesus Christ, who redeemed us by His death on the cross and established His Church on Peter. and upon the other apostles as a means of salvation. As there are so many Catholics who have lost their faith, and there are so many people who are not Catholics, the Church has called for the new evangelization for our time. You might wonder how this title, New Evangelization, should be conducted in these times. It should be done as it was in the early days of the Church. As in the days long ago when the pagan world was evangelized, the apostles and their successors preached the necessity of believing in Jesus Christ and joining his church by being baptized. Jesus said, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Jesus founded his church on St. Peter. And I say to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16:18-19. Only the Catholic Church can trace its origin back to St. Peter and Jesus Christ. All other churches were founded by men. The Bishop of Rome is the successor of St. Peter and the Vicar of Christ on earth. Jesus promised that the gates of hell, that is, untruth, shall not prevail against his church. Only the Catholic Church has the fullness of truth. Jesus promised that whatever the Church teaches on earth will be approved by him in heaven. These some solemn signs of Jesus' teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus wanted all to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. How many religions do not believe in the Blessed Trinity of the three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in one God? Many do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They also do not believe in the sacraments, which were instituted by Jesus to give grace. They don't have the sacraments. Jesus said, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Amen, I say to you, that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. John 6:51-54. This is the sacrament of the Eucharist. How many churches have the body and blood of Christ? On Easter Sunday night, Jesus also promised his apostles that they would be able to forgive sins. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. John 20:22. St. Anthony Mary Claret said, it is not that everyone has to be a Catholic by per se, but where else are they to get their sins forgiven? The great English author and convert to Catholicism, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, said, I wanted a church in which my sins could be forgiven. People in the world need to hear these truths which were uttered by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They need to realize that only the Catholic Church was founded by him, and that he wants all to believe in his words and listen to his church, which teaches in his name. We all need to proclaim these truths, for where else can souls gain eternal salvation in the Catholic Church? Because they deny the sacraments of the Church. They deny the Eucharist. They don't believe it's the true body and blood of Jesus Christ. They may see it as a symbol or like the Eucharist or like Jesus and so on. But it is truly his body and blood. And as Jesus says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, you shall not have life in you. I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. They don't believe in the forgiveness of sins. Where else are they going to get rid of their mortal sins? All right? They think you can divorce and remarry, when Jesus said, "What God has joined together in the sacrament of matrimony, let no man put asunder." Jesus also said, unless you believe and are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He who believes shall be saved. He who does not shall perish. Jesus is very strong on all these things. It's hard to believe that people who believe in sola scriptura, when they read the scriptures and they see these things written in the scriptures, that they can go along with the teachings in their church, which are against these scriptures about the institution of the seven sacraments by Jesus Christ. All right. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 6:11. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven." We must do God's will, the will of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to teach us, redeem us, and establish his church as a means of salvation for all men, going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who believe in him may not perish, but have life everlasting. If you believe in Jesus Christ and his word, and of course we say his church, you shall have life everlasting. John 3:16. For this is the will of God the Father, who sent me, that whoever beholds the Son and believes in him shall have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus Christ wishes all men to follow him and believe in him with absolute faith. Faith is the theological quote. This is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1814. Faith is the theological virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that he has said and revealed to us, and that Holy Church proposes for our belief, because he is truth itself. Number 1814. Jesus established his church on Peter, and I say to thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus, the Catholic Church, is the only church that is founded on Peter. All other churches were man-made. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. This is why we say the church is apostolic. It goes back to the time of the apostles, to Peter. One holy, Catholic, and apostolic, that Catholic Church. One church, holy, has a means of holiness, Catholic all over the world. Catholic is universal for everybody. And apostolic, going back to the time of the church, back to the time of the apostles. Jesus commissioned his apostles to go into the whole world and preach the gospel. Go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. The necessity of being in the church. It is an absolute necessity for all souls to believe in Jesus Christ and his church, founded on St. Peter. We need faith in Jesus' words. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, St. Paul tells us in Hebrews 6:11. Extra ecclesiam nulla salus. No salvation outside the church. Extra ecclesiam, outside the church. Nulla salus. No salvation. Nulla, no salvation. In Catholic dogma, the church teaches in a de fide statement that all must belong to the Catholic Church to gain eternal life. In Unum Sanctum by Pope Boniface VIII, 1302, quote, "We declare, say, define, and pronounce that it is absolutely necessary for the salvation of every human creature to be subject to the Roman Pontiff." Pope Boniface VIII, Unum Sanctum, 1302. This assertion implies that all non-Catholic religions are false, and that only the Catholic Church contains the entire deposit of faith given to the apostles by Christ. Although this statement is denied and scorned by today's world, it is fully in accord with common sense and with the constant teaching of the Church. Objectively, no salvation outside the Church, objectively, all right, by itself. Subjectively, according to each soul, God alone can judge a soul as to his dispositions. We cannot judge the eternal salvation of souls. So I wouldn't want to condemn anybody because they're not in the Catholic Church. We know that's the teaching, objectively. But subjectively, according to each human being, only God understands where that soul is, how much teachings he's heard, how much he's been trained and so on, how much he has, how responsible he is, and so forth and so on. And only God sees the heart. So that's why we say, objectively, there's no salvation outside the Church. Subjectively, every soul will be judged by God. And we cannot condemn anyone, because only God can see a soul. And who is to know whether God will give that soul special graces before he or she dies? Okay? Only one true Church. Well, also, of course, it'd be certainly be safer and better to be in the Church that you know is correct and true than to be outside of it. So everybody has the responsibility to study which is the true Church and to study the Catholic Church and see its teachings and compare it to all the other faiths, all right? We can't take any chances on eternal salvation, my friends, okay? Only the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ. All other churches were founded by men. Only the Catholic Church has the fullness of truth. Other faiths deny the Blessed Trinity, the divinity of Christ. Other religions do not have the fullness of God's moral truth and allow practices condemned by the Ten Commandments and the sacred scriptures, divorce, contraception, polygamy, etc. Okay? Only the Catholic Church has the means of holiness in the sacraments instituted by Jesus Christ to give grace, baptism to cleanse the souls of original sin, the Holy Eucharist enabling the soul to receive the body and blood of Christ. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. John 6:51-54. Penance to rid the soul of sin. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. John 20:22. And matrimony, to give husband and wife the grace to fulfill their marital vows. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Now next week I hope to talk about marriage in at length, so we'll talk about that next week. But that's the big one today. In fact, Our Lady had said at Fatima that most souls go, no, I shouldn't say, she says many souls will go to hell. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that 90% of the souls in hell are there for the sins of the flesh. And where else do they commit the sins of the flesh? But with sexual pleasure. Sexual pleasure outside of marriage, of course, and even within marriage by not accepting the children God wants to give them. All right, and contracepting. Saint, the New Testament makes clear the need to attach oneself to the truths taught by the Catholic faith. Christ gave to the apostles the entire deposit of faith. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things, John 14:26. He told them to pass it on to the world. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, Matthew 28:19. And threatened damnation for those who did not believe in them. He who believes not will be condemned. Mark 16:16. He would not have condemned to hell the disbelievers if it were not imperative to believe all that the apostles taught. Nor would he have done so if he were not certain that the apostles were teaching the truth. He that heareth you, heareth me, Luke 10:16. The apostles themselves knew that anyone whose beliefs diverged from their infallible teachings would perish. But through me, in Galatians 1:8, St. Paul tells us, but though we or an angel from heaven preach a gospel to you besides that which we have preached to you, let him be anathema. Let him be cast out. So this is what we need to do, just the teaching, the gospel that Jesus Christ has taught and that his apostles have taught. Solemn definitions about outside the church, there is no salvation. The Catholic Church has solemnly defined three times by infallible declarations that outside the Catholic Church there is no salvation. The most explicit and forceful of the three came from Pope Eugene IV in the bull Cantate Domino, 1441, which proclaimed ex cathedra, the Most Holy Roman Church firmly believes, professes, and preaches that none of those existing outside the Catholic Church, not only pagans, also Jews, heretics, schismatics, can ever be partakers of eternal life, but that they are to go into eternal fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. Unless before death they are joined with her, no one, let his almsgiving be as great as it may, no one, even if he pour out his blood in the name of Christ, can be saved unless they abide within the bosom and unity of the Catholic Church. Pope Innocent III declared ex cathedra from the chair, from the seat of the head of the church, the seat of Peter, in the Fourth Lateran Council, 12:15. There is one universal church of the faithful, outside of which no one at all can be saved. In another solemn definition, Pope Boniface VIII, Unum Sanctum, 1302, stated, we declare, say, define, and pronounce that it is absolutely necessary for the salvation of